Everyday patches the nitter. On God, you should match it, it's that KO. No one light us till I fuck my 28th up. 1998, my family had the Acura. The legend. Capitally six discs and a changer. Back on Boswell and Percy had it active. Couple bishops in the city building mansions. The reverend. Preaching self-made millionaire status. When we could only eat at Shoney's on occasion. After Trina hit, I had to transfer campus. Your apartment, I didn't use, is where I waited. Staying with you when I didn't have a address. Fucking on you when I didn't own a mattress. Working on a way to make it out of Texas. Every night.
Baby, I've been home for my night.
Radio Frequency, WMFO 91.5, an exclusive interview with our very own Michael Schmidt.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Anytime. Yeah, he's the distance coach here at Tufts University for men's track and field, as well as cross country. Big day today. Biggest day of the show, probably in history. We're just here in the studio chilling, wearing Santa hats. Hopefully I can get the Facebook Live going as soon as possible. But in the meantime, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm excited to be here and play some Christmas music.
I know it's your...
It's my favorite time of year.
Favorite time of year ever. Right on. What do you like about Christmas?
I like that everyone's always in a good mood and trying to be... together and just really happy, all in festive occasions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you like Christmas? I never asked, actually. I just invited myself to play Christmas music, not knowing if you liked it or not.
I think Christmas is a wonderful time of year.
Yeah.
Definitely associated with the good feelings. Definitely in a good place. You know, see the family.
Yeah.
Always a plus.
Yeah. No school.
No school, that's true. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but as much as, you know, relaxing is great. You know, school is school. School is great.
School's great. No practice, too, which is really sad.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, got to run run without the team. Just in case you're tuning in and don't know, I am a member of the Tufts cross country and men's track and field team. And, yeah, I thought it would be horrible to not have Schmitty on the show. To go the whole show without having Schmitty on the show.
Not so. Acceptable. Unacceptable.
Completely unacceptable.
100%.
So, yeah. I hope you enjoy the show today. Get ready for some unreal Christmas tunes. Some next level Christmas tunes. Give us a sample of what's to come. What's coming up?
I thought to start, maybe we would honor Bob Dylan, who just sent in his speech for the Nobel Prize that he was unable to attend in Sweden, but he gave a very nice speech.
Well deserved.
And he has a Christmas album that came out a couple years ago. It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would fit with your unique musical
definitely.
Style.
Definitely. I definitely feel that. It's a great pick. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and play that right now. Thanks for listening. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Educational Tufts Radio. You're listening to a little Bob Dylan. Go ahead and play that. Thanks for listening.
The snow's coming down. I want, I want. baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
And hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
ice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, watch your
My heart. Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurt.
Or maybe just a half
Why
a drink
don't you
more?
Put some records on while I pour?
The neighbors might think.
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this train?
There's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
If I move a little
At
close.
Least there will be, ooh, that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's
outside.
The answer is no.
You know it's cold outside.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window. That's
My
gone.
Sister will be suspicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves upon a tropical
My
shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a blizzard
I've
before.
Got to go.
Or maybe you would freeze out there.
You say, lend me a coat.
You know it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you
but
touch my hand.
You see.
We are live on WMFO. Thank you for listening. We've now got a little Facebook Live going. We've got 20 viewers. 25 viewers.
25.
We are going to...
World record.
Most likely outnumber the number of people on the team, which was our goal.
That was our goal. And that means that we've hit mainstream audience, because just the team means, you know, it's a community that we have. But if you... have more than that, it means we're really hitting it big.
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly.
I think we're ready to take it to the next level. I think we're ready to hit it big with this show and have a lot of success, you know, and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you ready?
I'm being paid for this, right?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that beforehand.
The salary is $44,000 an episode.
Okay.
And it goes up the number of seasons you do, so.
Okay.
We're in a good spot right now. Yeah. You've been listening to... what have you been listening to?
Oh, we didn't... Should we have a special name for this one?
Or just the tunes, you know? What are the tunes?
We started out with some Bob Dylan in honor of his Nobel Prize. That was Must Be Santa.
Little Bob Dylan.
And then we had a U2 cover of Christmas Please... or Christmas Baby Come Home. Cover of the Darlene Lev.
A YouTube cover?
U2. Like U2.
A U2 cover.
U2. And we just finished off with my personal favorite version of Baby It's Cold Outside. It's a little more upbeat and a little rocky, more than the, you know, standard slow stuff. And that was Tom Jones and I always pronounce her name wrong. I think it's Ceris. Ceris.
Thank you, Ceris, for that one.
Yeah.
Lovely, Lovely tune. Speaking of upbeat, I'm trying to throw down a little beat behind this right now. Just right. Yeah, Facebook Live people can't hear it, but I'm playing music over the radio and talking at the same time. So I'm that legit.
Hey, I'm ready for my interview.
I'm about to field questions from the people on Facebook Live. So if anybody on Facebook Live right now wants to ask Schmitty a question, go ahead right now. First question from Todd Swenson. What is your favorite Christmas song of all time, Schmitty?
My favorite Christmas song of all time is also my favorite song of all time, and maybe we'll play that as our finale. So you gotta stay tuned until midnight to be able to hear it.
Stay tuned. This is Schmitty's favorite Christmas song ever. You heard it here first. On High Radio Frequency, you are going to hear the greatest of all time.
Yes. Without a doubt.
Yeah, let's field some more questions. Dylan Jones, thank you for saying that this is magical. Really appreciate it. Here's another question. What is the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life?
Yeah.
To be happy.
I actually kind of agree with that.
Don't you think?
It's pretty great.
I think it's pretty great.
Yeah, that's great.
Who asked that question?
That was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with one on here because we haven't got enough questions yet. But hey, everybody, ask some questions. Oh, okay. Ready? Tim Nichols asks, what's his name?
What's his name?
The answer is Michael Schmidt.
Michael Schmidt.
Okay. Ready? Matt Denieri asks, what is your stance on paying Division III athletes?
Paying Division III athletes?
Should we pay Division III athletes?
We pay Division III athletes in love and affection.
I think that's enough, Matt.
I think that's enough.
I think that
is enough for James.
Completely fine. Okay. Chris Warren with a question. He asks, what do you think about Nick Simmons?
Nick Simmons. Haven't tried the gum. That's been something I've wanted to try. Will he ever race again? Not sure. I'm a fan of him because he promotes Division III and shows athletes that you can be successful even if you are not from one of the two or one divisions.
Very huge.
Very huge.
Just context, Nick Simmons, a man who ran D3.
And Mitchell Black has more indoor national titles than him, so it's great to have, you know, our own Nick Simmons right here from Tufts.
Here's a question from me. Who would win in a fight, Mitchell Black versus Nick Simmons?
What kind of a fight?
Fist fight.
Nick Simmons.
Sorry, Mitch.
Don't you think?
Mitch, what's your response to that? Let's see if Mitch is watching the show right now. Probably the chances of that are very close to zero, but yeah.
Mitchell did run a 5K PR yesterday.
You heard it here first. Mitchell Black runs a 5K PR.
Faster than former teammate Veer Ballack. See if he can respond in the next weeks.
Veer, you've got a few weeks to come up with a faster time. Let's see if you can do it. All right. Another question from Benji Wallace. What is your ugliest Christmas sweater?
Not the one I'm wearing. This one is from my cousin. It's really nice. I have one that just says ugly Christmas sweater. And it's pretty ugly. But yeah. I think Christmas sweaters, no matter what kind, are all really, really nice. So I don't know if I'd say any of them are actually ugly.
If they're Christmas themed.
If they're Christmas themed,
you know,
they can't be ugly.
They're hard to beat.
Yeah.
Tim Nichols asks, Schmitty, are you a nihilist?
No.
Schmitty's not a nihilist. Also, another good question. Dylan Jones, what is the meaning of Christmas?
What is the meaning of Christmas? To buy lots of stuff.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. A track-related question, throwback from Benji. What are the goals for TU Track and Field?
TU Track and Field, yeah, in the coming season?
Yeah, in the coming seasons. What's up? What's going on for them?
I'd say our goals are to come together as a team.
Yeah.
Join the cross-country group that's been doing its own thing and the track group that's been doing its own thing and have them be a cohesive group.
Yeah,
hopefully, as a result, success.
I couldn't agree more.
Don't you think?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Definitely. Big question from Ryan Bird. Will the class of 2019 be invited to Schmitty's annual Christmas party?
2019. So who's this? This is you guys.
Yeah, this is us. The sophomore class. Huge class.
As is tradition, the most recent graduated class gets invited. There were a good number of them there this year. Michael Curley, Vera Balla, Audrey Gould, etc.
Yeah.
No offense to those who I didn't list. I just listed the first three that came to mind. So you have to graduate, and then that should be a possibility.
Yeah. It's just, like, so unfortunate.
It's kind of a while away, but...
Yeah.
It's how it is.
It's kind of like high school. It's very much a high school thing. Like, it's the same stuff. You can't be friends on Facebook with your coaches. Like, come on. Come on.
I don't know if that's high school thing or that's just appropriate boundaries.
All right. That's a debate we'll have in the comments section of this video. Yeah, you're probably right.
James, can I play a song? As we've moved away from the Christmas music, I have one non-Christmas song that I wanted to make sure we play today. It's really an important song.
Schmitty has a Christmas song for you all.
Oh, it's not a Christmas song.
Oh, wait.
The only non-Christmas song that I'll play.
Oh, the non-Christmas song. Okay. I don't know why I didn't understand that the first time.
Yeah, it's okay.
But Schmitty has a non-Christmas song for you all. I hope you enjoy it.
It was released just 2 days ago.
Released 2 days ago. Sorry if I didn't get your question yet. I will be on top of that. Anyway. Thanks for listening to WMFO on High Radio Frequency. Thanks a lot. Great stuff, great stuff.
Great stuff.
Behind these four walls, hoping you come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all.
bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings. Mm-hmm. Once again, choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night, friends and relations, send salutation. Sure as the stars shine above, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. Oh, won't you tell me you never go wrong? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Happy Christmas, ooh, once again.
Once again.
Yeah.
I always will.
thanks for listening to High Radio Frequency on WMFO.org. We're continuing our interview with Michael Schmidt, distance coach for the prestigious Tufts Men's Cross Country Program here at Tufts University in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts, United States.
Beautiful.
Unfortunately, this is no longer Facebook Live exclusive. We're actually on the radio in the public. So we've got some great, awesome questions, including one from Chris Warren. What is your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment? Oh, I don't want to share that. I don't get embarrassed very easily, so it's hard for me to think of a time when I was really embarrassed. I've certainly, you know, peed my pants, pooped my pants, that kind of thing.
Classic.
Those kind of classic things when I was younger.
Classic.
Yeah, I don't know what to answer that. I think that's probably it.
Well, there we go.
Sorry.
I hope you guys at home are thinking of good questions. If you have questions, just like yell them out in your room. Just say them as loud as you can, and maybe I might hear them.
Maybe.
Another question for Schmitty. Rory Buckman asks, would you finance a campaign to help us wear 200 shirts? Now, here's the context for this question. Rory's about to spend a lot of his own money purchasing a bunch of t-shirts solely for the sake of wearing them all at once.
What kind of shirts? So he's just buying 200 shirts to wear them all at the same time.
Rory wants to wear as many shirts as he can personally.
Is there?
He wants to set a PR. It's all.
It's just about PRing. There's no benefit. There's no cause. It's just personal pride and being able to wear a lot of shirts.
Maybe he'll donate the shirts after, but really, he just wants. He wants to, you know, mix it up and you know.
I don't think I can. Add that to I don't think life. I would finance that campaign. I'm not sure that I'd get the message of that campaign or the importance.
Right. Well.
Sorry, Rory.
I'm sorry, Rory.
Have you seen Rory? Have you seen Friends? There's an episode where Joey wears all of Chandler's clothes all at once, and I feel like you could just collect 200 shirts from all of your friends and put them all on, and then you wouldn't have to buy them. That's my suggestion.
Rory.
A little more cost-effective, too.
Have you seen Friends? That's the question we have for Rory. Let's see if he replies. And what do you think of that tactic of borrowing from your friends? Anyways, we've got another question. Your fun facts can't cover your mistakes. Oh, Chris Gregory is actually mad at me for forgetting his last name.
It took a long time. That was a little embarrassing. He's your teammate.
Of course, I know Chris Gregory's last name. But when you ask two different Chris's, and then I have to think, who else is Chris? And I never even call Chris Gregory Chris Gregory anymore. I only call him Cool G because that's the best nickname in the world.
He might be ready to fight you tomorrow. I'm kind of excited to see who wins this fight.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that kind of comment like that in the comment section of this Facebook Live video, that is gonna, you know, might get you in a few fights, Cool G. Yeah, he says it's on.
Not so cool anymore.
Yeah. Matt Denieri asks, which pro runners are doping and why is it everyone on the Nike Oregon project? Loaded question for Schmitty.
Loaded question. No comment, Matt. No comment.
Matt says, no comment. McDermott says, Rory should buy all D80 shirts.
McDermott, would he McDermott help finance?
McDermott,
campaign
would if- you donate to the cause? Would you try to set a world record with most D80 shirts worn at once?
That'd be pretty special.
That's the question we have for Matt McDermott. Anyways, yeah, just a quick promo. D80's got a corporate initiative, and I'm advertising that fact. Schmitty is advertising the fact that
I'm advertising
their gingerbread.
Gingerbread. Brand.
Great stuff. Great content.
Great stuff.
Excellent content. Colin Raposa wants to know, what are your thoughts on D80 as a whole? This is a company started by our very own TUXE team member, Matt McDermott. Wonderful company. Stickers are everywhere. Yeah, Schmitty's going to answer this question.
I think the premise is well thought and well executed. The seems to be getting a lot of people to be wearing them and buying them. I don't know if I appreciate all the stickers, especially in certain team spaces, but...
Stickers. Team spaces.
But I think you're being an entrepreneur and you're doing a good job of marketing your product. I don't think I know quite enough about it to be able to speak to the quality, if they are, you know, long-lasting or that kind of thing, but... I say you're doing a good job, and I'm certainly excited to see you continue expanding the brand.
Thank you for that, Matt. Wonderful, wonderful work you've done, charity work. Raimi wants a shout out. She says, James, give me a shout out first.
Who's this?
Raimi.
Raimi?
Yeah. Do you want to give a shout out to Raimi?
Hi, Raimi.
Wonderful.
Is this one of the members of the women's team?
Yes.
Yes. I met Raimi last weekend.
At
the brown and blue inner squad.
Wonderful.
Seems like a great girl.
Now, Schmitty, tell me the last names of everyone on the women's team.
On the women's team?
Yeah.
Let's do the seniors. We got Cox, Reynolds, Wasserman, Atkinson, Fahey, Deem, and there's one more.
Uh-oh, forgotten.
Corning. Oh, definitely not forgotten. Corning and I hang out a lot in the office.
Wonderful.
She's really friendly and comes to practice early. There we go. I did a great job.
That's good enough. That's definitely good enough. But wonderful. Yeah, Alex Schelter's watching. Wonderful news.
Hi, Alex. Watching from Pennsylvania, New York, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But what's your favorite type of cookie?
Favorite type of cookie? I really like chocolate chip cookies. That's kind of a boring answer, but chocolate chip cookies that are like a little underbaked, so they're pretty soft and doughy.
Oh, I feel
hard. Hard to beat those, especially, you know, you can put them in ice cream, you can heat them up, all kinds of stuff you can do with those. Real good.
You really can't top that. It's really one of the most wonderful creations of mm-hmm. man.
Absolutely.
Hiroto wants to know, what's your favorite color? And why?
My favorite color is blue, because blue ribbons are first place ribbons. That sounds a little crazy, but that is true.
Schmitty doesn't come in anything but first place, so he doesn't know the other colors. So, just gonna throw that out there. Matt Denieri wants to add to that chocolate chip cookies were made, were invented in Massachusetts.
Were they indeed?
The state we are in right now.
Wow. What an interesting fact.
Just in case you didn't know, we're in Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts right now.
Matt Denieri, I think, has been MVP of the comments.
Matt Denieri also doesn't come in second. The GOAT state, he says.
The GOAT state.
Okay, ready? Hiroto wants to know, what is the most brutal recruiting email from the class of 2019? Now,
ooh, this is your
class. We had a lot of brutal emails. I've seen them. I have seen these emails, and I know for a fact that a lot of them are very questionable.
Reminding myself who's in this class.
I hope it wasn't me.
No, I think you had good emails. Although your coach did call, and that was very confused.
What? I had no idea that happened. Oh, no.
He called. So you had applied early, and you were like on your way to getting in and being on the team. And he called to make sure that you were going to be on the team, because for some reason he thought that that wasn't going to happen. And I was very confused, because it was like obvious that that was going to be the case. I told him, James is great. We're excited about James. No worries. And he seemed okay with that. But he did call on your behalf.
I'm Facebook friends with him, so Jeff Bennett, if you're watching, thanks. Thanks a lot.
I would say it's hard to come up with an email, but as Hiroto is the one who asked the question, we actually had a kind of a brutal phone call before he decided to apply early decision too. And Gerardo is killing it. Gerardo's doing a great job right now. Gerardo just ran a really great 500 at the Brown and Blue Inner Squad. We have really exciting hopes for Gerardo.
Most important meet of the year.
Did not think coming in that he was going to have the right attitude. And that was what was communicated via the phone conversation that we had. But I've been very happy to be proven wrong.
Schmidty, do you know what the headlines are going to say after that one? They're going to say, Schmidty thinks Gerardo needs an attitude adjustment.
And as of whenever year you came in, which was 2015 summer, accurate. Accurate headline.
Gerardo's crying. Wonderful. Hey, who else is tuning in? Is Trevor Houchins.
Trevor Houchins.
Wonderful Tufts recruit and lovely guy. Probably going to do great things in his life.
Hi, Trevor.
Trevor, what's up, dude? Chris Warren cries every time.
Cries every time.
He just cries every time.
Every time.
Probably every time he listens to the radio. Benji wants to know, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Have you seen Jurassic Park? It's kind of also a boring answer, but Jurassic World, great fight. Gotta rip the T-Rex. Definitely.
I feel that. Dylan McHenry, the huge question. When was the Y first added to your name? Just for context, we're talking to Michael Schmidt, whose nickname is Schmidty. Wonderful nickname. Beloved nickname.
First added in fifth grade. We were competing in field day, and I was actually running. I don't know, remember the distance of the event, but one of my teammates, Matt Schorsch, we're no longer in touch, but he was a good friend in fifth grade, started chanting, "Go, Schmidty, go, go, Schmidty, go." And yeah. Then I moved to a new school in seventh grade and a new school at college, and each time the nickname still came naturally from a new person, so I think it's going to stick. But yeah, fifth grade. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, all those people. You started all crazy trends. Mm-hmm. Crazy trends. Looking for more questions. Tim Nichols. Compliment from Tim Nichols. Wonderful compliment. He says, this is pretty good.
This is pretty good. Thanks, Tim. You're pretty good.
Tim, you're pretty good.
We're not quite great, but we're pretty good.
Oh, got him. Benji wants to know, why did the mushroom go to the party?
Why did the mushroom go to the party? I don't know, but I hope you tell us, because it sounds like a funny joke.
I think it's something to do with something about a fun guy. Yeah.
Oh, he was a... yeah.
Okay, something from Gerardo. He wants to know what your spirit animal is.
My spirit animal is a tiger. Roar!
And why?
Why? I've always identified with tigers. They're kind of fierce. They're kind of fast. They're ferocious.
Yeah.
They're...
I feel that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you identify as a tiger?
Yes.
Well, you heard it here first. Schmidty is not human. He is tiger.
I am tiger.
Yeah. Tim wants to know, why did the Irishman eat exactly 239 beans?
Why did the Irishman eat exactly 239 beans?
I heard this joke. I don't remember it at all. So, Tim, please post the answer to this joke. Please. I'm dying to know. I'm dying. Colin wants to know, what's your favorite pair of Jordans?
Favorite pair of Jordans?
Yeah.
I don't actually own any, but I'm sure all of them are perfect, just like Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Right. I feel that.
Yeah.
Matt Denier wants to know, who has the best style on the team?
Who's the best style on the team? I'm tempted to say Matt McDermott because he started his own clothing brand, but I think those camo pants kind of make that not the case.
You had so much progress going for
you. So much progress, but you're not quite there. Michael Korn's always very nicely dressed.
Definitely.
I feel like he has a really nice style going.
Very civilized.
Luke, I feel like, has a pretty established style. Like, he knows what he's doing. Sometimes he makes kind of strange choices.
Yeah, I
don't you think?
I'm not very perceptive to whatever strange choices he makes, but I know that he cares a lot, and he's very passionate, and he wants to make himself look good.
Yeah, he does.
And my question for you is, what do you think of Tim Nichols' style?
Tim Nichols' style. I don't know if I would say he has a style. I think it's a little disjointed. Recently, he's taken control of the hair. The hair was a really big issue.
When that I thought it was fresh.
I thought it was pretty not fresh. we'll see if it comes back or not. We're crossing our fingers. He's got interviews coming up, so most likely it's going to have to stay clean shaven. I don't want to say he has a style. I think he's still seeking it out.
Tim, not good enough. Not good enough for Schmitty.
James, what do you think of my style?
I think Schmitty has a wonderful style.
Oh, thanks.
I think you've got... I think you've definitely... You rock the runner look, which is running shoes all the time.
Sure.
Definitely. I
got
feel
a lot
like
of running shoes.
That's just like... It's good for self-expression, you know? Mm-hmm. It shows how important that kind of stuff is. And by that kind of stuff, I mean running. Yeah.
And shoes.
Wearing shoes, having footwear, being able to not be barefoot while you're walking on like hard surfaces. It's just essential. It's really great.
I have another question. How many more songs do we have time for?
One more song.
One more song.
You've been listening to WMFO Radio, 91.5 FM, Educational Radio, 91.5 Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to High Radio Frequency on WMFO. Just remember that my radio frequency is very high. I come on every week. And, you know, I just try to, you know, mix it up, play some tunes, and always keep it real. And, yeah, we got one more tune for you. Thanks so much, Schmitty, for being on the show. It's been incredible.
Thank you for having me.
What's the name of your last song?
We're going to go back to the question Kristen asked. What is your favorite Christmas song? It is also my favorite song. I believe many of you know what the song is. It is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It's a great one. It's a gem. And here it is.
Thanks for listening. This is the end of our show. Bye.